Your favorite game?
My favorite game? My favorite game was when Brett Favre's dad, the day after Brett Favre's dad passed, how a team of guys could win over a crowd such as the Oakland Raider fans because we played with such heart, we played with the conviction of trying to help our teammate with a very emotional situation that he was facing, and trying to make his job and life easier by doing everything we could to offset what he may have fallen short in. And I just remember, again, I played in Oakland several times, and I've seen him curse out everybody, from Reggie to our priest, you know, making mockery of everything in order to try to get under our skin. But that was the one game where I saw the Raider Nation, those radical groups, rally for us. By the fourth quarter, I saw them cheering for the Packers and for Brett, and it was amazing to see that happen.
If you could do it all over again.
If I could do it all over again, I'd ask for the ball more. No, if I could do it all over again, there's not much I would change. I would just try to figure out ways. The games where we fell short, I would try to find a way to get guys focused in that much more, because the true goal of football players is to finish the mission winning the Super Bowl and having host that Lombardi Trophy again, to be able to host it up in the air, hoist it up in the air, and say that we were champion. To have some of those guys and those other teams be able to enjoy the pleasure that I enjoyed early in my career would have been one of the things I would have loved to.
Your memories of your coach, Mike Holmgren?
Well, one of my coaches. I'm fortunate. I played for Holmgren, Sherman, Ray Rhodes, and Mike McCarthy. I played under all the last four coaches for the Packers, and it was amazing to me. But Holmgren was a masterful coordinator, organizer. He brought the right person's pieces of the puzzle into play for inviting coaches to come and work with him and create that foundation of solid coaching technique, of history to learn, to not let you repeat the same issue, and to help educate and encourage young guys like myself to be the best professional we could possibly be.
Packers fans,
you can't find a better group in all of sports, and I've said it over and over again. We can talk about the massive crowds in Europe that go to the soccer games. We could talk about the devotion of baseball fans and over the history. But this organization is worldwide respected and appreciated. To practice in Japan early in my career, remember, it was 120 degrees out in the turf we were practicing on, and we had about 20,000 fully garbed Packer fans there to greet us, to watch the practice, and then be encouraged by us. Went to Turkey to work with the military and to say thank you for their service and giving us safe borders, and to find Packer fans in Turkey, not on the military base, that were just Turkish people walking around the streets with their Packer gear on. I was impressed, amazed, and I'm honored to have a history with this organization.